What was the purpose of the eagle stirring up the nest? Was to make the eaglet complete, lacking nothing. That they will be able to stand on their own, that they will be able to fend on their own. And so the eagle stirs, the King James says, stirs up the nest, brings problems, brings troubles to the nest so that the baby eagle might fly. God allows problems to come into our life to teach us to fly, to teach us to be independent. You know, God could just give us a smooth road the whole way, and we could skip along life and tiptoe through the tulips and have a great time. But then we become dependent on other things.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Dr. Glaze's study today is titled, Are You Soaring with the Eagles or Walking with the Turkeys? So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Are You Soaring with the Eagles or Walking with the Turkeys?
Years ago, I believe it was back in 2007, I shared a message, and the title of that message was, Are You Soaring with the Eagles or Are You Walking with the Turkeys? And I remember after I shared that message, a young man came up to me, and he said, you know, that message really spoke to my heart. And he said that, you know, I really understand that I need to soar like an eagle, and I need to move on with my life. And since that time, that young man has gone on to accomplish great things. He's gotten a master's degree, and this next month he'll be graduating from officer training school. And that young man was my son. And so I thought about that, and when he said that to me, and, you know, the Lord just put that on my heart to share this message again this morning. Maybe there's somebody here that you need some motivation. You need to soar like an eagle. It's easy to walk with turkeys. It's easy to live a life where you're not motivated, not encouraged, not doing anything. We praise God for the young people that we celebrated this morning. And that even further highlights the importance of the care group ministry and the ministry to the students. Because these individuals are trying to soar like eagles. They are trying to lift their game up to another height. And you know, sometimes when you make that step and you try to lift yourself up, you know, through the help and the power of the Lord, it's nice to know that there are other people behind you. You know, you've heard of the song, you are the wind beneath my wings. And when we look at the eagle this morning, we're going to see one of the key things about the eagle is the fact that the eagle is dependent upon the wind, and that the eagle uses the wind to take it up to higher heights. And so we as a congregation, just as we look at that one example right there, that if we will be the wind or part of the wind beneath the wings of these young people through encouraging them by praying for them, encouraging them by cards and other things that we might be able to share with them, that's the wind beneath their wings. And so as we come today, we want to make this personal. And I don't care how young or how old you are today, you know, we all need to ask that, because I know a lot of elderly folk that are walking with turkeys. So, you know, it just don't have to be young people that's walking with turkeys. And, you know, we need to determine in our heart that we are going to fly. You know, in the words of those great theologians, the Steve Miller Band, I'm going to fly like an eagle to the sea. So we want to fly today. I want to start out by saying today that if God thought it important enough to describe at detail through various scriptures the patterns and the habits of the eagle, he must have put it there for a certain reason. And, you know, as I look back as my pastorate over here at Bethany, we have studied various animals. I know we've looked at the ant on one occasion. We looked at the sloth on another occasion. And God puts these animals and these insects in the Bible because they teach us lessons. And so the thing that we want to ask ourselves today is, why does God place so much emphasis on the eagle in the Bible? And what are we to gain from this emphasis that he places? Yeah, I thought about this when I was putting this message together, revising this message, and I came to this thought, and it says that if you run with the wolves, you'll learn the howl. If you run with the turkeys, you'll learn the gobble. If you run with the chickens, you'll learn to cluck. If you run with the pigs, you'll learn to oink. But if you run with the eagles, you'll learn to fly. And so God wants us today to fly. So the first thing that I want to say as we look at this is that eagles are taught to be independent. Eagles are taught to be independent. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 11. God was leading the people of Israel out of Egypt. And as he led them out of Egypt, he led them into the wilderness. And in Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 11, he talks about the care that he gives to them as he has led them out. He says in verse 11, "As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them and beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him," or Israel, "and there was no stranger, strange God with him." So God says, just like the eagle stirs up the nest. And why does the eagle stir up the nest? Because the baby eaglets could become very comfortable in the nest. And so what does the eagle do? The eagle comes and flies around the nest and begins to pick up the young eaglets and then drops them, and they begin to fall. Now, the eagle has wisdom, and the eagle is protective, and the eagle is just not going to let that eaglet fall to the ground and be killed. And if the eagle sees that the eaglet is not beginning to try to exercise its wings and begin to fly, she will swoop down and grab up her baby and take it back to the nest. And she will repeat this over and over again until the baby learns how to fly. And the purpose is to teach the baby eagle to be independent. And God says that I've brought you through these various trials and tribulations. I've put you out there, and at times you might have felt that you were going to fall and that you were going to crash and burn. But I just want to let you know, I had my eye on you, and the purpose the whole time was to mature you and to make you independent. Look at James chapter 1. James chapter 1 and verse 2. James chapter 1. In verse 2, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing this, that the testing of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing." When you look at this verse right here, what is the purpose of this verse? The purpose of this verse, watch this, is for you to be independent. The purpose of the verse is for you to be entire and for you to be complete and for you to lack nothing. What was the purpose of the eagle stirring up the nest? Was to make the eaglet complete, lacking nothing. That they will be able to stand on their own, that they will be able to fend on their own. And so the eagle stirs, the King James says, stirs up the nest. Brings problems, brings troubles to the nest so that the baby eagle might fly. God allows problems to come into our life to teach us to fly, to teach us to be independent. You know, God could just give us a smooth road the whole way and we could skip along life and tiptoe through the tulips and have a great time. But then we become dependent on other things. I believe one of the big problems that we have in our society today is that people are too dependent on others. Now, I'm not talking about if somebody gets sick and depends on somebody else. I mean, we are looking and we have a spirit and a mindset of entitlement. We think that everybody owes us something. We think that everybody's supposed to give us something. But oh, let's learn the lesson from the eagle. The eagle taught the baby to depend on his own. And how did she teach it to depend on his own was to bring problems, to stir up the nest. And God will lead us in ways that cause us to be independent. You know, I share the story often about this man who God told to push the rock. And the man was pushing the rock. And he pushed the rock with everything he had. Every ounce of strength in his body, he pushed this rock. And he pushed the rock for months and months and months. And one day the devil came along. And the devil said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm pushing the rock." He said, "Well, why are you pushing the rock?" He said, "Because God told me to push the rock." He said, "But the rock is not going anywhere." And all it took was just that ounce of doubt to go into this man's mind. And then he began to push less. And he pushed less. And he pushed less. And one day, the man just sat down along the side. And God came along and God asked him, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm sitting down." And God said, "Didn't I tell you to push the rock?" And he said, "Yeah, but the rock wasn't going anywhere." And God told the man, "I didn't tell you to move the rock. I just told you to push the rock. Now, look, as you've been pushing the rock, look at your back, how strong it's gotten. Look at your legs, how they've developed. Look at how your hands have become sturdy and got strong." You see, he didn't tell him to move the rock. He just told him to push the rock. And sometimes when we go through problems, that's like pushing the rock. And we wonder why we're going through problems. And we want to complain through the problems. And we want to reject the problems. And we want to push the problems off. And God said, "It was during that time that I was making you strong. It was during the time of the problems that the back of your stamina got strong. It was during the time of your problems that your endurance was manifested. It was during the times of the problems that you didn't realize it, but you were becoming more and more strengthened in your walk with me." As we look at the eagle, the first thing we see is that eagles are taught to be independent. The second thing we see about the eagle this morning is that eagles dwell in high places. Look at Job 39 in verse 27. Job 39 in verse 27. Eagles dwell in high places. He says here, Does the eagle mount up at thy command and make her nest on high? God said to Job that I've created the eagle to mount up on high and build its nest. Eagles dwell in high places. When we think about eagles, you'll never see an eagle's nest that's low. You might see birds' nests. I remember I had a bird's nest in my hedges. That's pretty low. That's where man can reach it. Eagles will not build a nest that low. Eagles always build their nests on high, in the clefts of the rock, upon some craggy mountainside. The eagles dwell on high. There's two scriptures that I listed for you in your notes today. And the first one is in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6. And it says that God hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. You are seated in heavenly places. Just like the eagle dwells high, you are seated high. In Colossians 3:1, it says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. What's your mindset? Do you have the mindset of an eagle? Are you raised up? Are you on high? I realize that we have to walk on this earth. We have to deal with the things of this life. And we are low at this time, but our position is high. And you know what? Not only should our position be high, but our mindset should be high. No, I'm not saying that we say that we're better than anybody else, but we should have a mindset that, hey, I'm seated in heavenly places, that I'm above all this. You know, T.L. prayed it in his prayer for the youth, prayed that they would have a mindset and they would have a thought life that would elevate them and cause them to rise above. Like I said, not in an egotistical way, but just to realize that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And I'm going to tell you this. When eagles come low and they stay low too long, they get in trouble. They get in trouble. You know, I've read in this message and when I was going back over my notes, I read time after time about eagles who came low and how they got in trouble. Just one example of this is that there was an eagle who was soaring in the sky, and he saw the carcass of a deer on an ice block. And this ice block was flowing down the river. And this river actually led to a steep waterfall. And so the eagle came and began to eat the carcass of the deer and just began to eat away at it and stayed there so long that when the ice block went off the side of the waterfall, the eagle tried to raise up and fly, but its claws were frozen to the ice. And the eagle went over and died. Story after story I read like that. That eagles are not designed to stay low. We've all seen the eagle that, and you know, it's unbelievable the eyesight of an eagle. They say that an eagle can see something from 2 miles up in the sky. That 2 miles up, the eagle can see something. And if an eagle is over a lake, he can see a fish swimming at the top of the lake and come down with great speed and hit the water and go back up with that fish in his claws. Only stays down for a little while, then it's back up again. And there's a lesson that we can learn from that, and that is that we can't stay low. You know, we can't have a low mindset. We've got to elevate our mindset so that we represent and we walk in the way that we have been elevated. 1 Corinthians 15, 33 said, bad company. Bad company corrupts good morals. I've said this on many occasions before. Show me your friends, and I'll show you your future. Show me who you hang around with. Show me who you have your fellowship with, and I'll show you your future. And if you are hanging out with a bunch of turkeys, you're going to have the future of a turkey. But if you're hanging out with eagles, oh man, you're going to soar. You're going to fly. Because this is the mindset of an eagle. Y'all thought about this guy who entered his mule in the Kentucky Derby. And somebody said, well, why did you enter your mule in the Kentucky Derby? He can't win. And the guy said, yeah, I know he can't win, but I thought the association would do him good. Who are you associating with? You know, the man realized that if he could just get his mule with some thoroughbreds, right, that it might elevate his mindset. And so we need to elevate our mindset. We need to realize that God desires for us to be seated in heavenly places. Where's your mindset today? Do you have the mindset of an eagle? You know, I think that every young person ought to do a study of the eagles in the Bible. They say, well, I don't know how to do it. Well, Pastor Glaze preached a message. Why don't you just get his CD and give it to him? Because you need, I mean, this is a powerful study. And it shows us how that God has placed this eagle to teach us a lesson. The third thing that I want to say about the eagle, and that is that eagles use the air currents to gain strength and to soar high. You know I was going there. Isaiah 40, 31. Isaiah 40 and verse 31. And we can quote that by heart. And we don't even need to look there, but we'll look there anyways. Isaiah 40 and verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Eagles have very large wings. Somebody said that the wingspan of the average eagle is 6 to 8 feet. And in proportion to their body, the wings of the eagle are very heavy. And if the eagle spent a lot of time flapping like turkeys, you know, turkeys just flap all the time. I remember when my kids were growing up, and my daughters, they were in the backyard, and they were sunbathing. And all of a sudden, they started screaming. And I wondered what they were screaming about. And there was about 6 turkeys that just flew right over them. And I mean, I heard these turkeys, they were working hard. I mean, you could hear their wings flapping like that. And you know, when you try to do things your way, you got to work like a turkey. You got to flap, and you got to huff, and you got to puff, and you got to make a lot of noise. And then turkeys, they only fly for so long because then they come and they settle down somewhere.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Are You Soaring with the Eagles or Walking with the Turkeys? If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, Are You Soaring with the Eagles or Walking with the Turkeys? You can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Are You Soaring with the Eagles or Walking with the Turkeys? That's anchoredinjesus.org and request, Are You Soaring with the Eagles or Walking with the Turkeys? Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 6 books. Find out more information about these resources by visiting anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.